Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I hope every one of you are having a great day today. And once again, you know, it's been a great week. It really has been a good week. And, you know, it's so funny to me because with every political party, every election, everything, I know we're a little bit late into that, a little bit further down. I think we're like in June here. But I really wanted to sort of make some comments today that I believe will help each one of you out. Because I know so many of you have asked me through life coaching sessions, you know, hey, what do we do? You know, some people are scared about the, you know, getting the vaccine. Some people are not, you know, what do we do now? What do we do? And I want to sort of make some things clear for you guys today. And I'm not going to keep it that long today in the podcast because I know, first of all, it's each individual person's belief and conviction about certain things we do. Whether it's somebody we vote for, we should never, ever, ever make someone feel bad because they voted for somebody that we didn't agree with. You know, that's sort of overriding somebody's opinions and convictions, and that's really a no-no. And one of the things God put in my heart a long time ago, I'll never forget this. I remember years ago when I was an assistant pastor at a church really, really years ago for like 15 years. And during that time period, I would ask the Lord, you know, so many different things. Are you pleased with me, Lord? You know how we all do. You know, what am I making you happy? Am I doing what's right? And way back in the day, because, you know, my mindset was different back in the time. And at the time being, I'll never forget God speaking to me. And he says, just remember this one thing, Jeremy, you're not in competition with the Holy Spirit, you know, and you're acting like you're in competition with the Holy Spirit. And at the time, I thought, oh my gosh, like, what on earth am I doing wrong? Like, what's happening? You know how you do? And I knew at that moment, what that means is it's not our job to override somebody else's opinions or convictions or either make them feel like they're right or wrong. Because what we do is we basically say, hey, Holy Spirit, you're not doing a good enough job. I know it's right. You don't. Get out of my way. Let me do your job. And that's really, in essence, what we're saying. And that sounds a little harsh to say, but we have to remember that everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody's entitled to how they believe. Now, once again, one of the things I've realized in my life is this. Also, when we look at situations and we feel like we have a personal agenda, my agenda is to be able to, my passion is to stop abortion, or my passion is, you know, to get people to see this. My passion is to get people to maybe, you know, reconcile their marriage instead of getting divorced. My passion is, you know, helping drug addicts. My passion is, stop human trafficking. And all that's wonderful and great, and I'm so applauding every bit of it. However, just because somebody doesn't share your passion doesn't make them wrong. And that's one of the things that I've known for so many years. And trust me, if you're in my position and you see, let's say, for example, life coaching sessions in the sense of talking to people, diverse people from all over the world, you would feel the same way I do. And that is, we've got to come to a place where we are stopping playing Holy Spirit. One of the things I've realized the other day that one of my best friends ate lunch with me, and he spoke at a church over here, and we were talking afterwards. And one thing he had mentioned to me, he said, the thing that I have to remember, he says, is when we hear the phrases such as, you know, I'm helping get my life right, you know, or I'm helping to put my life back together, or I'm giving myself my all. Think about from that, where that statement, where that comes from. Because, you know, I'm really big into pride and ego. You guys know that. I'm always quick to call it out. And one of the things I recognize about this statement is something that he brought to my attention, and that is, if you are messed up, what makes you think the person who's messed up should help the person that is messed up? You know what I mean? And so when we say, I'm working on myself, well, how can you work on yourself when you're the one messed up? All right, you're the one that needs working on. And so if you think about it, ego tends to hide its ugly face through all these different things, such as, I'm getting my life together. Well, if your life is messed up, then why is a person messed up helping the person messed up, right? And if you want to get biblical and technical about it, it's like, you know, the ox that fell into the ditch, you know? I mean, like, you know, blind people don't help blind people, right? I mean, so when you see it that way, you have to understand that what we have to do in our life, and Jesus made it very, very plain in so many different areas. And sometimes I wonder, honestly, and I'm going to be very blunt with you guys, sometimes I wonder if a lot of people within the church actually follow the one who died for them. You know, just because your name is a Christian, I mean, you're a Christian, or you go to church, doesn't actually mean that you're a Christ follower. Because big difference between taking on the name of Christianity and truly being a Christ follower. I didn't say a Paul follower. I didn't say a Gideon follower. I said a Christ follower. Following Christ means you decrease that He increases in you. Not Paul, not Galatians, not Romans, you know, not Genesis, not Exodus, not some war in the Old Testament, but Christ. And a lot of times we tend to feel as if we are following Christ when we're actuality not doing a check on ourselves to see what we're actually doing that is actually what Christ did. As opposed to, well, it's in the Bible over here, it's in the Bible over here. Here's a key thing. I love the Bible, but just because it's in the Old Testament doesn't mean it's relevant for me. Just because somebody else did it doesn't mean it's going to have to be my experience. Just because somebody else experienced it doesn't mean it's going to be my experience or it's going to be part of my journey. We have to all come to the conclusion and the revelation that what is my experience, what is Holy Spirit talking to me about, not Paul, not Peter, not Mary, but me. Me. What is he saying about me? Now, you might mention, well, I thought the ego is all about me. Well, it is, but sometimes you have to remember, you've got to decrease and let him increase in you to where he's able to show you exactly what is meant for you and what he really wants you to do. I'll give you a great example. You know, when we see people in the election, I noticed people in this past election, to be very blunt with each one of you, get nasty. I'm talking Christians to where I walked away thinking, I am ashamed to call myself a Christian. I am. I am a totally embarrassed and ashamed to call myself a Christian the way people act. Oh my God, you voted for so-and-so. You know, or even if you don't praise Trump, that means you had to vote for the opposite. No, I just don't. I don't care for either one of them. The truth is, I'm a Christ follower. I'm not a Trumpster, nor am I a Biden follower. I follow Christ. And the point I'm making with that is this. When it boils down to it, it's no one's business who you vote for. It's no one's business to convict you. They're not the Holy Spirit. And yet Jesus made it plain, pull the plank out of your own eye instead of worrying about planks in the other eye. Because if you don't, what you say is, I know who God's chosen because the popular consensus says that this was the person. I know what God's doing. How do you know what God's doing? When someone says to you, I know what God does, I know what God would like, I know what... Here's the thing. Each one of you hearing the sound of my voice, you need to run as fast as you can from anyone. No one in the Bible claimed that. People in the Bible were even so humbled to even say what they felt like they heard from the Lord because they knew that God's voice was not so, you know, pride and not so egotistical. They would humble themselves to say, God, I hope to God I heard you right. I really hope, Lord, that I heard you say this. And most of the time, 9 times out of 10, when God said things to people, it was always about that person, how they were in the wrong or how they need to correct their life or hey, they need to fix it. Nowadays, we hear people who are more about pointing the finger to somebody else what God is saying to them than their own selves. And that, my friend, would make me put up a red flag to say you need to keep a check on yourself. Now, you might say to yourself, well, I thought this podcast was going to be about the vaccinations and elections. It is. But here's where we need to understand. And that is this. So many people recently have asked me in sessions, I'm scared to get the vaccine. I don't want to get the vaccine. And every time I ask them, let me ask you a question. Is it because of your party that said this? Is it because of this person that said that? You know, and every time, 9 times out of 10, it's like, yeah, the popular consensus of Christianity is not getting it. And I said, that is not true. That is not true. And I'm going to put your mind to rest, folks. I am considered one of the most accurate prophets out there. Big, and I'm not bragging, I'm not tooting my horn. I'm just telling you, most of these big, you know, the big dogs, as I call them, prophets, have even said, Jeremy Lopez, I'll go to him for prophetic words end of the week. He is more accurate. He reads my mail easily. With that being said, I don't care. I don't care about that. However, that speaks of volumes to let you know I do hear from God. My point being with that is this. I am one of those Christians who got the vaccine the moment it came out. I'm not concerned. I'm not worried. I didn't feel like it was against God. You know why? Because I studied history. Unlike most spirit-filled people, they don't study history. History is bound to repeat itself if you're not careful, in a good way or a bad way. And one of the things I always say is this. Most Christians couldn't tell you about what happened in the 1st century, 2nd century, 3rd century church. Why? Because they don't care. All they're interested in is, what is God saying to me right now, right now, right now? Why? Because they're so egotistical and full of themselves. And I don't mean that disrespectful, but it's true. My point being that is this. You know, if you study history, you'll find out with polio, you'll find out with all the other, you know, horrendous diseases and viruses that were spread, people all over the world or in that country got the vaccines. Nothing happened to them. Nothing happened to them. We have made vaccines today so political, folks. We've made it so political and we've literally demonized it so much, made it so polarized to where we feel as if the vaccine's got to be from God or the devil. We can no longer live in a society where we feel as if some things are just because we live. Some things are just because science comes up with stuff. Some things are just because science looks out for us. Some things might be because there are actually medical doctors followers who actually do care, who are not part of Satan's club. They're not antichrist. They're not out just for your money. Not everybody is that way. I remember when I was a kid, my mother used to tell me all the time, hey, son, don't always say, well, everyone's doing it. No, everyone's not doing it. Why? Because that's a very immature statement. Very mature statement. People who vote for this, they're all this way. That's not true. People who do this always do this. That's not true. I mean, here's the key thing you have to say. You have to remember, if you're the person that feels that way, then here's my question. I'm going to say something very blunt to you, so pardon me, because I am 101% not racist at all. I mean, not at all. But I'm going to say this. If you're the person that says all Christians feel this way, then here's what you should do. All black people should do this. All white people do this. All gay people do this. All Asian people do this. See how demeaning that is? See how horrible that is? Because you know what? I can guarantee you, if I was an African American person, I would say, how dare you classify me and say that I do this? How dare you as a white person, Caucasian, say that I do this? How dare you as a straight person? How dare you as a gay person, an Asian person? And the reason why, because it's belittling people. It's horrible, it's disrespectful, and it's just useless to be able to put people in the categories in a box. With that being said, let me say this to you guys. You know what? I am this person that I've grown up into maturity not to feel like I'm a conspiracy theorist person. I'm not. I don't practice conspiracy theories. I don't believe in them. No, I don't believe the earth is flat. We can prove it scientifically. No, do I believe that everybody's out to get me. I don't believe in that. I believe in seeing the Christ in people, the good in people, because I believe that Jesus said, Jesus is a light that lighteth every man. I find the good in things. Why? Because I'm a huge law of attraction practitioner. I'm a huge law of attraction practitioner. I'm a prophet of God who believes that if I see the good, I'll find the good. Now, does that mean that bad things can happen to me in life? Well, yes, sometimes things do happen. Jesus said in this life there will be trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. But my goal, my job, my destiny is to follow the scripture that says he wants to give me life, life more abundantly, and there's hope and a bright future in store for me. So I'm going to look for the hope. I'm going to look for the bright future. I don't have time to believe that Trump is going to come back and rule and reign for 1,000 years. Nor do I believe Biden's going to come and destroy us and take away all of our guns and everything else. I'm not that, pardon my language, I'm not that stupid. I'm just being very blunt with some of you. I'm not that ignorant and stupid because I don't buy into this type of things. With that being said, I love everybody, and I don't mean to use those words, but I'm here to tell you folks, live life. Enjoy life. Life is too precious. Life is too beautiful to sit here and move in these conspiracy theories and say, you know what, vaccine must be from the Democrats. Vaccine must be from the Republicans. You know, they're injecting some kind of chip in me with a vaccine. Think about what you're saying, how idiotic it sounds, folks. Come on. I've been vaccinated both of my shots a long time ago. I'm fine. I haven't grown a third finger. I don't want to worship Satan. I'm actually fine, hearing from God just as good as I was yesterday and living the beautiful life that my Heavenly Father has died to give me. Now, some of you might look at this and say, oh, I'm offended. Some of you might listen to this and say, oh my God, I'm so with you, Jeremy. Here's my point today's podcast, folks. Next week's going to be totally different. But I wanted to sort of get this off my chest today. You guys are awesome. You're smart people. You don't allow these people, you know, the Bible says not to be tossed by every, you know, by every doctrine, to and fro by every doctrine. Some of you just run by whatever's popular, whatever somebody says. If the Republicans have got to be right, if the Democrats have got to be right, if it's Biden, oh, it's got to be right. If it's Trump, it's got to be right. Folks, everyone I've mentioned are people. And you know what? Trump and Biden and Hillary and Obama and Clinton and Carter, they're all the exact same boat. And you know what boat that is? They're human. They're human people who have problems. They're human people who make mistakes. They're human people who plot bad things, all of them. And they're human people who plot good things. The good thing about life is it's not my job to be the church police. It's not my job to watch over people. It's not my job to see who's doing bad or good. You know what? If you're not in my personal sphere of influence, I bless you, but you're not gonna move my life because I'm not moved by what I see or feel. You know, the Bible makes it plain so many times, don't be moved by what you see or feel. You know, come up from among them, be separate, says the Lord. What does light have with darkness? I mean, you hear scripture after scripture after scripture, but yet people still bow to the conspiracy theories idea of, you know, oh my gosh, do I get vaccinated? I'm scared to get vaccinated. My daughter in the hospital, she's scared to get vaccinated. You know, she works there. Let me tell you something. I will be honest with you guys. If I owned a hospital, I would honestly say, if you're going to be an employee of mine, you have to get the vaccine. Bottom line. I wouldn't give you an option. And now some of you might be like, oh my God, that sounds like a communism. No, it's just if somebody owns something, it's their business. It's their right to say that. Doesn't mean it's demonic. Doesn't mean it's part of some party. It just means if I, like Identity Network, I own Identity Network. If I was to say, hey, you know what? I want all girls to wear skirts here. I want all guys to wear pants or shorts or have short hair or beard or whatever. I have that right to do that. You know why? Because I live in an amazing free country that I'm allowed to, as a business owner, to make decisions. If you don't like it, you don't have to work here, right? Okay? Now, of course, praise God, I'm like the most liberal person when it comes to dress how you want to. It's family-oriented in our office. Hey, enjoy it. We're here to serve Christ and have a good time with the Lord. So I am liberal in that area, you know? But my point being is this. You know, we can't blame people for owning corporations and businesses and then try to come against their freedom when it's their choice to do what they want to do because they own it, and it's our choice to work there. Nobody's forcing us to work at their places. And so we have to begin to realize, folks, give people grace. Life is just too beautiful, too precious not to enjoy. If you don't want to get the vaccine, no big deal. Don't get the vaccine. But you can't come against people who say, I'm sorry, but if you work here, you have to have the vaccine. You know, it's not conspiracy theories, not a liberal thing, it's not a conservative thing, nor is it a demonic thing. And you know, if I hear one more person blame the devil for something, I once about to say, grow up for goodness sake. Come on, you know, you're too smart for that. You know why? Because, you know, no one's forcing you to do anything. If you don't want to own a gun, don't own a gun. Personally, me, I'm not a gun person. I'm just not. I don't care for guns, don't like them. I feel like they kill people. But you know what? Hey, guns can be good too. But I'm not the person who get on an agenda and say it's a liberal thing or a conservative thing. I am mature enough to say it's a nobody thing. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. If I choose to be vegetarian, it's my business. If I choose to be pescatarian, it's my business. As long as you're not hurting somebody else with your convictions and your belief, that's all that matters to me. And one of the things I want to encourage each one of you, because each one of you are so smart and you're so beautiful and you've got the mind of Christ, is don't be that person. Don't be that person that one day you look back and you think, oh, I have hurt so many lives because I felt like my agenda at the time, my passion was so strong that the whole world had to know about it, when the truth is you look back and you're thinking you hurt people. And trust me, folks, let me just tell you something. 51 years old here, I have looked back and said, what was I thinking? What on earth was I thinking, God? And you know what? I've been there. I've been that person. And life becomes beautiful the older we get, because we realize you just don't care anymore. And you realize, live your life the way God wants you to. You know, speak it from your convictions and your heart, but let people know that. Let people know, this is just my conviction. It's just my heart speaking. It doesn't mean my truth has to be your truth. If that's the case, you know what? That's when we move into ego and pride. All I can tell you is this. My way for me is healthy for me, I feel. Okay? It might not be healthy for everybody else. You know, maybe not everybody needs to carry a gun. Maybe not everybody needs to get the vaccine. Not everybody maybe needs to not eat meat. But you know what I love to do? I like to share my life. And you know what? If you choose opposite, doesn't mean you're liberal or conservative. Doesn't mean you're demonic. Doesn't mean you're stupid. Doesn't mean you don't hear from God. It just means, you know what? You have that right to do that. And I will respect you and love you. And I will never in the back of my mind think, well, I'm right, but I'll let him be wrong. I'm just not that person. I'm the kind of person that says, let bygones be bygones. Because the moment I say, oh, I'm completely right in my issue, my subject, what I'm doing is I'm recognizing the fact that you're wrong, which means I'm the one that hears from God, and obviously you don't. That's not right to do to people, folks. It's not fair to do to people. Don't be that person. Nobody likes that person. Nobody likes that person. What we need to do is come to the place where we say, you know what? You have free will, free option. Do what you feel in your heart God wants you to do, and then just hush about it. And if people don't want to do that, it's no problem. No problem at all. Life is too short. Life is too beautiful to make everyone be what you want them to be. It's just not worth it. Let people be who they need to be. And you know what? And just love. You know, I think the reason why most people say that they're Christians but don't really want to follow Jesus, because Jesus was pretty soft-hearted. Yes, he turned over the tables in the temple, but one thing he did do is he said, love one another. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. You know, come out from among them, be separate. You know, turn the other cheek. If somebody asks, you know, for sure off your back, give it to them. Walk the extra mile for them. He never said, if they're Republican, do that. If they're for Trump, do that. If they're a Biden worshiper, do that. You know, if they're Baptist, do it. No, he just basically said, people. And the reason why most people don't want to do what Jesus did is because Jesus seemed like he wasn't really that radical, passionate, black and white person, because he wasn't. He wasn't. He was passionate about the things of the Lord. He did what he did. He knew his father was telling him to do, and that's it. And he kept on telling people, "Hey, look, my only problem I have with you is basically not the world." He didn't have a problem with the world. He said, "I have a problem with the church people, the religious people, because you're always want to judge everybody, thinking your prayers are better than everybody else, thinking your way is right, nobody else is wrong. Ways is right." Notice that, folks. Notice what he did. And to be honest with you, no offense, but today I see more of that more rampant, of people saying, if you're not this and this and this, you're not a Christ follower. And that's so wrong. We're doing exactly opposite what Jesus told us, please don't do. Just don't do that. And so I wanted to sort of bring this to your attention today, because next week we might get jumping into some universal laws and scriptures that you guys are going to be like, yeah, no, that's the Jeremy I know. And it is the Jeremy you know. But I wanted to say this today because you know what? It breaks my heart when people are petrified to get the vaccine, thinking it's a political something, thinking it's going to sterilize them, thinking it's going to... Have people got, cerebral palsy from it, the vaccine? Very, very few people have gotten it. But you know what? Nothing's guaranteed to be perfect, folks. Nothing is. You have to go on what you feel. But for the majority, 90%, 95% of the population, received it with no problem. 95% of the population still existing when Trump's not president. 95% of the population is still loving Jesus, no matter because Biden's in office or not. I mean, you have to realize life will still go on, folks. The end of the world's not here. You're not going to die. You're going to be fine. Just learn to love people and love life. It just makes your world so much better when you do that, It really does. And know how much we love every one of you. I love every one of you. I can laugh at myself as I laugh at you too. We can all laugh together. Because one day we're going to look back and say, what was I thinking? Oh my goodness, what was I thinking? And you know what? We will all do that one day. So each one of you, think positive. See the Christ in people. Create a beautiful world that you want. And let everybody just see that beautiful world you're creating and say, I want to do that. I'm tired of my agenda. I'm tired of always feeling stressed and feel like I got to take up for everybody and feel like I got to get on one side or the other. I want to live the kind of life you live. And I want to tell you today, join me. It's a beautiful side to live on. It's an absolute beautiful side of Christ to live on today. God bless each one of you.